we know that it has been said that, amen, behind every man, every good man is a good woman. Amen. We could even say, modify that traditional statement and say, beside every man, amen, there is a good woman. Amen. And it's definitely a good thing to celebrate dads. Amen. It's a good thing to celebrate dad. It is certainly an important thing to appreciate dad. Amen. It's a good thing to, it's an important thing to appreciate dad. Amen. But I want to go a little bit further. I want to talk about, we also need to help dad out. Amen. Help dad out. That's what I want to talk about this morning, helping dad out. And the aim of our sermon is, amen, for us to, amen, is for us to make our dads proud of us. Amen. To make our dads proud of us. Amen. We want to make our dads proud of us. Amen. We want to help him although he helps us. We don't want to embarrass his name. The family takes on the name of the father. Amen. We don't want to embarrass that name. Amen. We want to help him as he helps us. Amen. Amen. Because we know that this is very important. When I think about help, I think about it is defined as make something easier for someone. That's help. To make something easier for someone. Amen. It is to improve a situation. Amen. The situation is improved because you are there. Amen. And so as we think about that, making something easier and that it being improved because you are there, we know if that takes place, then we know that dad will get some help. Amen. He will get some help. Amen. And because we see that God, when he made the world, he made it, and after he made it, things on the third day, the plant life, and he said that it was good. Amen. On the fourth day, he made the sun, moon, and stars, and after he made it, he said, that is good. On the fifth day, he made the sky creatures, the sea creatures, and he said that is good. And then on the sixth day, he made the animals, the cattle, the beasts, and the creeping things, and he said that was good. Amen. But we get to a place in verse 18 where he said it is not good. Amen. God said this is something that is not good at all, that man should be alone. God says, I'm going to do something about it. I am going to make a help meet just fit for him. I'm going to give him the help he needs. It's going to fit him to a T. Amen. And God, because it's interesting to me that after God made man, it was not enough. It may be a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing, would it, without a woman or a girl. God made man, but he was not enough. He needed a woman. So we recognize the incompleteness of mankind. Amen. Mankind is incomplete. He's incomplete without her. She's incomplete without him. Amen. And both get together and we have a happy party, don't we? Amen. There's an attraction to her, and she wants attention from him, and the two get together. Amen. And then we have a wonderful party, don't we? Amen. God says, I'm going to give him some help. Amen. I'm going to give him some help by giving him a partner. I'm going to give him somebody, but I'm going to give him somebody not to compete with him, but to complete him. You see, there's something missing when you don't have the woman that God wants you to have. Amen. You certainly need her to be a father, and there's something missing. But if you're not careful, Satan will make you completers instead of competers. You got to make sure that you don't compete or try to outdo, try to outhave, amen, financially, amen, or more than the other person. You know, I bring more than you bring to me. I have more than you. Better be glad you got me. And I got a better job than you. I got my degree and you don't. You can't find a job. You got to be careful about stepping on dad's feelings and his emotions and his ego. Amen. He's built, amen, the way he is. And if you're not careful, you'll ruin all of that. God says, I'm going to make everything all right. Dad needs some help. Don't go to competing with daddy, because you can't be daddy and daddy can't be mama. Even if you wanted to, you can't be the same. Just because you can do the same job does not mean that you can be the same. Amen. You may be able to do a man's job, but that doesn't mean you're a man. You can dress up like a man, look like a man, do everything you want to like a man, but you can't have no children, so you're not a man. So you're not a woman, can't be a man. Amen. So you're only going to be what God made you to be in the first place. So let's leave it be, as the cowboys say. Just leave them be. Amen. God says that I want you to understand that you got to get this packed down. I'm going to make it to where you can have a partner. And amen, if you're going to help dad out, you can help dad out when you can be a partner. And it's interesting, when God got ready to get him a partner, he went and got the opposite sex. Amen. He didn't go get the same sex, did he? Amen. 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 And no matter what we think about it, or how we feel about it, the truth of the matter is God's divine design is male and female. Amen. Amen. And because Satan always sends a parallel program to God's, he always sends a duplicate. He always sends a dummy. He sends a phony. He sends a counterfeit. You got the real dollar bill, and he's going to make a counterfeit. He's going to say, well, you can take this one instead. But if you want the right one, and the Bible tells us that in order to not accept God's pattern, you have to believe a lie. You have to believe a lie. The Bible tells us in Romans 1:25 that they have exchanged the truth for a lie. Amen. Amen. And the Bible tells us in Romans 1:30 that they have become haters of God. When you don't love truth, you are a hater of God. And the Bible tells us and makes it plain that God will send them, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11, strong delusions that they'll believe a lie. Strong delusions that they'll believe a lie. Amen. God will let you believe a lie. If that's what you want and you don't want it in your heart, God will let you believe a lie. Because what makes you mad hardens you. Amen. Amen. What makes you mad hardens you. Amen. God didn't necessarily harden you, but every time I tell you something you don't like, it makes you mad and it makes you harder against the truth. And rejected truth hardens you. Amen. And so when God tells you, I don't want you to do that, and it makes you mad, you get harder against God. And he tells you, I don't want you to do that, and it makes you mad, you're getting harder and harder and harder against God. And the Bible says that he will send you strong delusions that you may believe a lie. Amen. And when you believe a lie, basically, it becomes a mental stronghold. According to Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Amen. Mentally, there is a stronghold. Their minds are darkened, and they don't want to receive the truth. And so, therefore, they reject truth. And God says he allows them to get strong delusions. That's why 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 tells us that we are to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, and bring every thought into obedience of Christ. Because my thoughts are run wild. And just because you think it, don't make it so. Amen. You can be thinking a lie. You can't believe everything you think. You can't believe all of your thoughts. Everything you're thinking is not necessarily true. But there's no lie detector in your head that's going to say, look, amen, this is not and that isn't. So you begin, it's a mistake to believe everything. Well, the truth of the matter is that God gave him a partner, and the partner I'm talking about is a female partner. Have we got a witness? Because God said it wasn't good, it was not good for him to be alone, and so I will make a helper. Amen. I will make a helper. I will make somebody that is good for him. Amen. The Bible tells us the animals all had something. Amen. Amen. The male bird had a female bird, and amen. The male hippopotamus had a female hippopotamus, and but no Adam had nobody. The Bible said there was not found anyone. Verse 20, to help Adam. Amen. Amen. God knew that this was an intelligent man. Amen. He named all the animals. God brought him to them. All the animals were paraded in front of Adam, and Adam named them. And whatever Adam named them, that became their name. Adam named a lot of animals, didn't he? He was an intellectually smart, academically man. When you come to academia, he was a wonderful, intelligent man, Adam was. Amen. Adam was very intelligent. And so what God did is he allowed him to name all of the animals. Amen. Let's not hold you too long. But there was not found. So when God got ready to get someone, he went and got a female. And God didn't just give him the female. But he said, but wait a minute, we got to have a ceremony. Amen. 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 You just can't start, amen, being together. You got to have a ceremony. Amen. Before you go, to hold them up. Hold them up now. I know he says that. I mean, we know that that's what happened, because God put Adam to sleep in verse 21, and the Lord God called a deep sleep. He had to put him down. Amen. He couldn't just take a few aspirins and, you know, make him sleep lightly. He needed to be put out, because God is a surgeon. And what God did was he put Adam, he gave him a divine anesthetic and anesthesia, and he went under. And he didn't just go to sleep, he went deeply to sleep. Right. Amen. An earthquake could have happened, and Adam still wouldn't have woke up. He was knocked out. And God says he's a doctor, and so what God did is he went into man's side and removed a rib. Amen. He removed the rib, and the Bible tells us in verse 21 that after he called that sleep to fall, and verse 22 says, and then the rib which the Lord had taken from him, he made it into a woman. I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he did it, but he made him into a woman. He's a doctor. This is the only doctor I know to do this, make people. And he brought her to the man. Amen. God says, I'm going to give her away. Amen. Wilt thou have this woman to be thy lawful wedded wife, Adam? Amen. Who giveth this woman to be married to Adam? God says, I do. I brought you a woman. And that's a good thing, because the Bible says that it is a good thing to get a woman from the Lord. The Bible says that in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, amen, I forgot what it said. I mean, I did it. I did it this morning. What did it say? He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, Brother Cleophas. And he finds something good. He needs something good. Adam needs something good. Amen. It wasn't good for him to be alone, so he needs to make his life better. And God says it in Proverbs 18:22, he that findeth a wife. And by the way, good things have to be found. Amen. They're not just laying on top of the ground. You got to put some work into finding somebody good. You got to hunt for it. You got to search. You got to wait. You got to sweat. You got to dig to find gold. Amen. You got to do some mining. You got to put in the work. I don't want to hold y'all. But the fact of the matter is that good things have to be found. And he says they obtain favor from the Lord. Amen. That one translation said they obtained a blessing from the Lord. When you get a good woman, it comes from the Lord. And when you get somebody from the Lord, you found a good thing. Amen. Amen. The Bible tells us in Proverbs, amen, 31:12, that she will do him good and not evil. All the days, not part of his life. She will do him good and not evil. Proverbs 31:12, all the days of her life. She's going to do him good. As a matter of fact, in Proverbs 31:23, it says that because of her, he is sitting in the gates. She has so been under the wind beneath his wings that now he has made something out of himself. Amen. He has excelled and he's one of the leaders. He's sitting at the city gate. Amen. Oh, Dad is at the city gate smiling. Why? Because Mama has got me over here. Mama groomed me. Mama got me ready. She keeps me ready. She keeps me calmed down. I'm going to get to that. And the fact of the matter is that I'm sitting where I am. I would not be where I am if it wasn't for that good woman that the Lord gave me. I think that's what Brother Charles was talking about. Amen. He couldn't leave his wife out. Amen. That's what you wouldn't be where you are. It's something about a woman that'll make some out of you. Amen. Amen. She'll either bring you up, she'll bring you down. You got to get the right one. You got to get one from the Lord. And when you get one from the Lord, oh, Lord, have mercy. You're going places. You're going to, the sky's the limit. Amen. And the Bible tells us, amen, that this woman is a woman that is from the Lord, and she'll do him good and not evil all the days of her life. He needs a woman. He said, how did he know he needs a woman? Because that's why he made the woman. What was the motive of God making the woman? Because Adam needed one. She was the solution to his problem. God says, it's not good for man to be alone, so I'm going to make a sports channel. No, he didn't say that. He said, it's not good for man to be alone, so I'm going to give him a sports car. Amen. It's not good for a man to be alone, so I'm going to give him a lot of money. I'm going to give him some chicken and dumplings. Amen. I'm going to give him some steak and potatoes. No. It's not good for man to be alone. So I'm going to find him a woman. That's what he needs. It's not good for him to be alone. And then the Bible makes it very plain, and you may not agree with it, but it's in the Bible, so you can't do nothing about it. 1 Corinthians 11:9 says that the woman was made for the man. God did not make the man for the woman. He made the woman for the man. That's why he made the woman for the man. I didn't write it. It's 1 Corinthians 11:9. Amen. You got to understand why you here. Why were you made? You were made, amen, because something's missing in some man's life, and you've got to give it to him. You got to complete him. Don't go to competing with him. You got to complete him. You got to bring him up to the, he needs you. Amen. That's a good thing when somebody needs your help. Amen. That speaks a lot about you. You may not be the one getting the help, but that says a lot about you, just as important as he is. If, hey, go with him. He needs your help. Amen. Y'all didn't get it. But the truth of the matter is, if you're not careful, you get this thing turned around. Amen. Just like people think about the Sabbath. How come we ain't doing what we ought to do on the Sabbath? Jesus comes along in Mark 2:27 and said the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. You're more concerned about the Sabbath than you are about man. If the man needs some help, we need to get him some help. The Sabbath is here for the man's benefit. I know it's mutual, and obviously there's going to be some reciprocity, but the truth of the matter is you are made for him. And I didn't write it, but the truth of the matter is that's just the way it is. God says, and God says that you need a wife. God didn't just say, okay, now that you need somebody, here she is. No, he said, no, we got to go through a ceremony. Would you have this woman to be your wife? You see the formalization in verse 24. God goes into what Jesus quoted in Matthew 19:5. He said, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and be cleaved unto his wife. And now you see the formalization of these terms, father, first time mentioned, here in the Bible, mother, a structure. God is thinking about the future. Father, mother. He didn't have no father, mother. So what are you talking about the future? This was talking about the future. The father, mother. And now Eve becomes a wife. He says right there that a man and be joined to his wife. The establishment of the structure here, the formality of terms, mother, father, wife. Amen. The Bible is consistent all throughout Scripture, where God made. It said Adam called his wife's name Eve, in Genesis 3:20, because he called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. She's become his wife now. She's not just another woman. She's his wife. A ceremony has occurred. The first institution of marriage has occurred. Before he continued the show. Amen. The story. The Bible tells us that the Bible in Romans Genesis 3:21, Adam and his wife. For Adam and his wife, the Lord made tunics of skin. Adam and his wife. She's called wife now. Amen. They've gone through a ceremony. In verse number 4 of chapter 4, he says, Adam knew Eve. His wife. Amen. In Genesis 4:1, and she conceived and bore Cain. Amen. Before the children started, Eve was identified as his wife. And he was identified as her husband. As you look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, the latter part that she gave to her husband. These formal terms are coming into play now that society don't want to recognize. Society don't want no words titled husbands and wives. Leave that. We don't need none of that. It's just my significant other. We just put that on there. Amen. We just together. We that's somebody special. No. You got to make them your wife. You got to make them your husband. This is my mother. This is my father. This is the order and the structure that God has set up. It's established in Scripture. Amen. And so we see that he says, let me hurry on. The truth of the matter is that Adam needed a wife. And because his job was so hard, amen, because Adam is under a lot of pressure. Amen. Adam is under a lot of pressure. I may not get to the children this morning. I may do it next week. I missed it this 8:00. The children, Adam was under a lot of pressure, and he needed a woman for pleasure, for procreation. Amen. Adam was responsible. Amen. According to Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, he was responsible for tilting the garden. He was responsible. Amen. For tending it and keeping it. He was the guardian, and he was a gardener. He had a lot of work to do. He had to take care of paradise. Adam had a great responsibility to go out in the morning and take care of this huge area of paradise and then come back home. Amen. Come back home to his wife. Amen. And he was able to do it because he had some help. He had somebody to help him, somebody to encourage him, somebody to make him enthusiastic. He had somebody to keep him built up. Amen. Amen. He needed somebody for... he needed somebody physically. He needed somebody socially. He needed somebody emotionally. He needed somebody to keep him built up. And Adam needed a wife. And when he came home, he was able to keep going, to keep on ticking, simply because of the wife he had. Amen. Amen. Adam was able to do what he needed to do because of the wife and the woman that he had. Adam was blessed. Adam was encouraged, and he was encouraged. He could go to work and come home. Yeah. Ever got a witness? Yeah. And his wife was waiting for him. Amen. The pressure that was on Adam. Right. Amen. There's a lot of men on a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure to be a father. Think about it.